Research shows nursing homes in rural Oklahoma are driving the local economy. A new state law aims to prevent a deadly mistake, and a state agency is testing a new way to distribute food assistance. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 16th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A new study found rural long-term care facilities are generating more than $1.8 billion in economic activity across Oklahoma. State Impact's Jillian Taylor has details.
The report was prepared by economist Dr. Russell Evans for Care Providers Oklahoma, which represents a portion of the state's nearly 300 nursing homes. CEO and President Steve Buck says during facility visits, administrators often tell him they are one of the largest employers in their community.
I immediately jump to the question of how big is this phenomena?
The study finds it's equal to over 10,000 jobs, which creates around $510 million in direct household labor income. As those workers spend money in their communities and the facilities they work at invest in goods and services, they impact the community even more.
Rural nursing homes are a hidden economic engine that exists in rural Oklahoma.
Buck says he hopes this report will inform future policy in support of long-term care. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
The war on Iran has already increased gas prices, and now it's also causing strain for farmers. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports.
That's because a key supply chain waterway in the Middle East region is closed, causing market fluctuations for crop fertilizer. The American Farm Bureau Federation says the cost of a widely used nitrogen fertilizer has climbed 25% since the war began. This is happening as Oklahoma farmers are gearing up to plant crops like corn for spring, and those plants need fertilizer. Stacy Semenek is the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. He says at least three cooperatives in his area are out of some necessary nitrogen fertilizers.
At this point, you can't get any unless you've had it allocated already before.
The disruption is the latest pressure on the state's agriculture industry. Drought, high operating costs, and low crop prices are also causing economic strain. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Education about fentanyl abuse will soon be required for middle and high school students in all Oklahoma schools. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on one of the first bills passed by state lawmakers this year.
A new law signed by Governor Kevin Stitt will make it mandatory for school districts to provide annual research-based instruction about fentanyl abuse prevention. The State Department of Education is responsible for developing the curriculum and providing schools with necessary resources. The law was inspired by Rain Reese, a 19-year-old from Lawton who died from fentanyl poisoning. Rain's mother, Carla Carlock, advocated on her behalf.
Even if, like I said, it's just one person, that's one child that still gets to keep waking up every day, and a mom that's going to get to see their kid graduate or get married or just keep living.
Carlock says her daughter wanted to be a teacher, and she hopes the new fentanyl education requirements will service her legacy. The law officially goes into effect in July. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Starting today, Oklahoma Human Services is rolling out new chip-enabled EBT cards in five counties: Adair, Carter, Choctaw, Grady, and Noble. KGOU's Kylie Caldwell has more.
Oklahoma Human Services says the cards are designed to better protect food benefits as reports of EBT theft have increased in recent years. Traditional cards rely on magnetic stripes that can be targeted by skimming devices. The new cards use chip technology, allowing recipients to insert the card into payment terminals instead of swiping. The five counties are part of a pilot program that will run for 2 months. The new cards will be mailed to all remaining Oklahoma SNAP card holders beginning this summer. Recipients will need to activate the new card when it arrives, but their benefits and where they can shop will remain the same. Oklahoma Human Services is also working with retailers to encourage system updates so point-of-sale devices are ready to accept chip-enabled EBT cards. I'm Kylie Caldwell.
Read more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.